Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Byron Matthews. Appreciate you hanging out with us, Byron, all day long.
Anytime. We good?
Of course.
There you go.
Just a whole lot of bleeps.
That was a lot of bleeps on that.
You should have saw Reggie's reaction right before you walked in and goes, yeah, man, that's a lot of work right there.
Yes.
And I think it was halfway through the video as well.
Yeah. I put it in writing. I said, hey, man, do a brother a solid.
No, he did. He did.
Again, much appreciation to Chancellor Johnson, who joined us in the first hour of the program to talk a little bit of Cougs. And big, big thanks Frank Caliendo, jumped on the program at 11:20 to talk about all sorts of things. And he is going to be at the Houston Improv a couple of nights on the two shows on Saturday and one of them on Sunday. Go out and check him out as well. All right. One of the things that's tough, though, he's got one of those during game time. Cougars, Duke Blue Devils. That is Saturday night, 7:49. You'll hear it here on Sports Radio 610. Who you got? Who you got in this game?
I got to do it. Right?
I mean, you don't got to do nothing.
Well, I got to pay my bills.
Well, yeah, that's fair. You do got to show up to work, too.
Got to show up to work.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I guess you got to do some things.
I'm going to take the Cougs.
All right.
I'm going to take the Cougs. I you know, who doesn't believe in Kelvin Sampson? I think the defense is some of the best defense I've ever seen, man. And I know it's a tall task, man. It's a tall task. Literally.
Yeah,
I got to figure they're going to figure out a way. They've always figured out a way here.
I'm really leaning on the idea of Kelvin Sampson being the best coach, and it really helps that you saw just a round or two rounds ago him draw something up at the end of the game, or someone on his staff draw something up. He was holding the board.
Yeah.
Drawing up a play to get you that bucket, and you're going to need that type of execution, which this team does well.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of focus. Like, this is the elder of the teams. This is the team that has, oddly enough, more experience.
Yeah.
And so I'm leaning on that for the Cougs to skate by the Duke Blue Devils, even though they are an underdog in this. And also, bleep Duke, right? Like, that's got to be a part of
that's
this.
That's a big factor.
Bleep Duke, right?
I hate Duke. Everybody hates Duke that doesn't love Duke.
Yeah. shout out to Payne and Pendergast, the five reason I hate you. They did that for Duke, and I thought that it landed. And also, like, you know, sometimes you just got to say bleep Duke. And I want to turn you to a little bit of audio. This is J.J. Redick, not J.J. Watt, one of those dudes that I imagine a lot of people hate for Duke. This is him having shown a little bit of a I don't know, self-awareness in talking about the most hated players in Duke history.
Four, would you say the most hated Duke players of all time? Are you on it?
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore? Yeah. Christian Laettner, you?
Christian Laettner, me, Grayson. The fourth one's tough.
It is.
No, it's not.
Because ooh. I think those three,
yep.
Speaking honestly, I would probably, I don't know, I think I bridged this weird gap because it was before social media, but like Christian Laettner wasn't necessarily dealing with like fan forums either and message boards. Like message boards were a thing when I played. So I think there, I think me and Leitner would probably be 1-2 in any order, really, depending on how you viewed it. And then Grayson, the fourth. Man.
Come on, dog.
I'll put Wojo there.
Okay.
I'll
all put right. Wojo That's there. Perfect.
No.
All right. Lopez.
No.
You are a big time college basketball fan. You definitely have watched a good amount of Duke, probably hate watched it. Why is he wrong?
Well, first of all, don't think so highly of yourself, JJ.
I do love, even in saying people that are hated, he was like, clearly I'm hated.
Yeah, no, you were hated. You don't hold a candle to Christian Laettner. They did a whole documentary on it.
And the documentary is called I Hate Christian Laettner.
Yes, so you're a little full of yourself, which is another reason why, ironically, your arrogance about being hated is part of the reason that we hate Duke. I mean, that's it. But the fourth one is easy. Bobby Hurley.
Yeah.
It is the Hurley boy. Bobby Hurley was hated.
That's a great answer. That is such a good answer. And he's still doing it.
Yes.
I was thinking about all the players that I hate. And I mean, look, there's the obvious thing. I think the fellas in the morning were talking about it. When you get the white guys out here, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think that there was a level of white guys versus black guys that was happening a lot.
Yeah.
When we talk about the late 80s, early 90s, when it comes to Duke. As well, but I think a lot of this also.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ended up being kind of a class thing because Duke was some rich folks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like that also filtered over to the black guys because I was thinking about it. I was like,
Grant Hill,
which Grant Hill seems like the nicest dude.
He might be the only Duke person associated with Duke that I don't hate. Because Krzyzewski was...
Well, clearly. Yeah, I mean, Coach K's in there.
Yeah.
How do you feel about... Because I thought about this. I was like, Carlos Boozer, yeah.
Battier, I liked here, but I hated him when he was
and
at Duke.
And that was the one. I was like, I don't think I can actually hate Shane Battier.
I hated him at Duke. Ah, got away with murder.
He sure did.
He got away with murder.
Yeah, but then
murder.
He became our guy that got away
but
with murder.
But then you like him here because it's, all right, now I feel differently.
It's like
about
the Pat Beverly. Like, Pat Beverly, you hate that guy until he's on your team. You're like... All right, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works. Kyrie?
Nah.
I feel like we've lost, though.
He's not on the list. Yeah.
No.
There was a little bit of a lull there.
Do you think we're back to it? Because I think
they're hated again.
I do wonder if, like, the NIL aspect has taken away some of the ability to hate Duke in some ways, or some of the, like, kind of culture of hating Duke, because, like, it used to feel like those were the dudes with all the advantages.
Mm-hmm.
Or not even the NIL, probably the one-and-done era. Because it felt like, oh, those are the dudes with all the advantages. And in time, we're in college recruiting and such, where it felt like, you know, facilities and those types of things added in, and Duke had all of this prestige there.
Mm-hmm.
I think once we got to the one and done era and more money kind of filtered into this, it lost some of it. So I wonder, like, are people still holding on to the ability to really hate the bleep out of Duke?
Yes, you can hate Duke right now. I can tell you this as well, and I know we're going to go talk to the boys. You're going to hate the Knipple brothers.
Oh, why is that? Give me someone to hate, please.
Yeah,
because I'm going to be honest, I don't really.
Con Knipple is obviously, you know, stud. He's got three brothers.
They all on the team.
One was Mr. Basketball this year in Wisconsin. The other one's going to be a junior next year and was All State. And then there's a younger one, like in eighth grade, that you know is going to be a stud. The Knipples are going to go to Duke, and then Duke, and then Duke, and then Duke, and you're going
to
hate them.
Also, they got the name. They got Nipple in their name.
That's right.
That's a great reason in and of itself to just be like, bleep that. So, yeah, hopefully we get another – well, all right. I was about to say, hopefully we get another reason to hate them, but I feel like that would indicate that they won.
As if we need one.
So I don't want that. But hopefully the Cougars can handle up and get the fellas out of there, or get them out of there. And now we go to the fellas at the boot on the crawfish tour that gets started today. It's Clint. It's Ron. What's happening, fellas?
What's good, man? I hear you talking about white Duke players.
That's right. Yeah. Who is your most hated Duke player?
That's tough. That's tough. It's Leitner's a little past me. I remember watching Leitner, but I was still young before I knew what to hate. Shane Battier's up there. I'd say probably JJ Redick. Kansas faced them a couple of times, but really I heard the tail end, and you guys are right. For me, it's Redick, but there hasn't been that hatred for Duke players. The last one I think was little Ted Cruz.
Yeah, Grayson.
Yeah, but
like, how you gonna kick someone and cry? How does that work? How do you assault me and cry?
Smart man.
Wait a minute. What did I walk in on? What are you guys talking about?
Hated Duke players.
Yeah.
Just hated Duke players, or are y'all talking about white players?
Both.
It seems to come, that seems to where it comes about, right?
That's I don't know. They've had some pretty corny black dudes on that.
Shane Battier is up there for me.
I'm so glad you said that.
Because Grant Hill's got some corn in him now.
He was a politician.
I love them feelers. Well, come on, don't do that to me.
The politicians are corny. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll leave that to Ron. Ron, the problem with Ron is it's got that KU really influence.
It sure does.
Well, I don't, and Bobby Hurley is good the call. Absolute worst.
See, again, like, yeah, I imagine that would be for you because that's a little old. I thought you might go maybe Johnny Dawkins or
I like Johnny
Tommy
Dawkins.
Amaker. Yeah. But no, that's a little older for me. Mm-hmm. That before I really got into it.
Yeah.
That punk ass JJ Redick though. He's the one. Now I love him now, but he would get under my gears.
I love him now. Listen to this.
Yeah,
guy.
That's because he's Team LeBron that's now.
Right. But listen, hey
you
man,
know how this works.
Hey, he came around now.
He came around.
Now he's,
well,
he's still
I guess Mike Krzyzewski is the number one, right?
Oh, for sure. Man, we were just talking players, but yes, Coach K is it.